The Great Times Crossword Conspiracy by Ken Whitmore.
Well, and what did you think of your first day's work in London, Jim?
I thought I'd like to be back in Huddersfield, Mother.
Nay, Jim, there's nought left in the North bar in the Pennines, and the Stoke are closing them down if they can find an excuse. You live in Stevenage and work in London as from today. Did you have a good ride in on the train this morning?
A good ride? On the Stevenage line?
No sarcasm, please, at the dinner table.
Well, the train wasn't so bad. It were the people.
Why? Did they say something to you?
No, that was the trouble. They said nowt. They all just sat there making out they were doing the Times crossword puzzle. They looked at my Yorkshire Post as if it were the Beano.
And what was your workplace like?
Sparkle Towers. It's a skyscraper, Mother. You look up and up and up till your neck bone cracks and you still haven't got to the top. And inside, it's a giant honeycomb of offices.
Are you in a big office or a small office?
Medium size, roughly as big as this dining room. But instead of being a rectangle, it's L-shaped. My desk is at one end of the downstroke. Then facing me at the other end is the desk of Miss Birdsong.
Miss Birdsong?
She's our secretary and typist.
And is she as pretty as her name?
Pretty. She's a neck like a swan, has Miss Birdsong.
And so you sit looking at Miss Birdsong all day long?
Yes, Mother. And then round the corner of the L, out of sight, sits Mr. Contrabine.
Mr. Contrabine? What does he do?
The Times crossword puzzle.
Oh, come, he must do something else beside the Times crossword puzzle.
Well, he didn't today.
How do you know if he was out of sight?
I heard him, Mother.
You heard him doing the crossword puzzle?
I heard him saying the clues out loud all morning. Game in which we should keep cool. Game in which we should keep cool.
What do you mean, Jim?
That were one of the clues. Then he suddenly shouted the answer. Drafts.
Drafts?
Yeah. Game in which we should keep cool. Drafts.
To think of that now.
And so it went on all morning.
What did Miss Birdsong do?
She hushed me.
What do you mean, hushed you?
Well, after a time, I found Mr. Contrabine was interfering with my concentration. So I got up with the intention of telling him to keep quiet, and I started across the room. But Miss Birdsong put a finger to her lips and hushed me.
So what did you do?
Sat down. And then, when Mr. Contrabine went to lunch, I peeped round the corner into his part of the office, and it were lined with shelves and shelves of dictionaries and reference books.
To help him with these crosswords.
Obvious.
To think of that now.
Yeah. And then Mr. Contrabine came back from lunch. He had a very long lunch, 12 till 2. And he threw the Times on Miss Birdsong's desk. Finished, he says, and disappears into his place.
And what did Miss Birdsong say?
She just said, "Oh, Mr. Contrabine." And a look came over her face.
What kind of look?
Sort of dopey. And then shortly after that, Mr. Sparkle came in.
Mr. Sparkle?
The chairman. I was a bit worried, because I could hear Contrabine snoring, and I cleared my throat and made a lot of noise to wake him up. But Mr. Sparkle and Miss Birdsong hushed me and pointed to the corner where he was asleep.
Hey, that caps all.
Yeah. Then Mr. Sparkle looked at the crossword Contrabine had done and put the Times under his arm and tiptoed out and closed the door right gently.
Hey, it caps out. What did you say the firm makes, Jim?
Continuous aluminium guttering, Mother.
The old queen may be drunk. The old queen may be drunk. Now then, 6 and 4. The old queen may be drunk.
Good morning. Sparkles, continuous aluminium guttering, publicity department, James Fickling.
Quiet.
Oh, yes, sir, that's right. We'd like to book a 12-inch double column.
Mr. Fickling, quiet.
A 12-inch
double column advertisement on your property page on Friday the...
Can't you lower your voice?
The old queen may be drunk.
No, Friday the 29th. I'm sorry, I can't speak any louder.
The old queen may be drunk.
I'm sorry, I can't speak any... I said I can't speak any louder.
Mr. Fickling!
Look, I'll have to ring you back at lunchtime.
The old queen may be drunk. 6 and 4.
Must you bellow and shout so?
Sorry, what?
Must you bellow and shout so? What? Must you bellow and shout so?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
The old queen may be drunk.
Continuous aluminium guttering.
Sparkle's continuous aluminium. Oh, blaster. I'll ring you back at lunchtime. I said
Bloody Mary.
What?
Bloody Mary. The old queen may be drunk. Bloody Mary.
Oh, Mr. Contrabine.
Now, quiet, quiet. Now it begins to be awkward. Now then, saffron bloomers for such ladies. 5 letters. Ah, saffron bloomers. Saffron bloomers.
How did it go today, Jim?
Much as before, Mother.
Mr. Contrabine did his crossword?
Yes.
Doesn't that mean someone else has to do his work?
Yes, Mother, me.
Jim, bless my life. Still, you have a view of the Bonnie Miss Birdsong all day. Doesn't that compensate?
Yes, it does. But I still haven't made any headway with her.
In what way, Jim?
Well, I asked her to step out one evening. Theatre, concert, dinner.
She turned you down?
She said she was engaged every evening with Contrabine.
Every evening?
So she makes out.
Have you set your heart on that girl?
I suppose I have. Yes.
What about lunch?
Yes, I asked. She said she liked to lunch alone.
Where does she go?
To some pub, I think.
Couldn't you follow her?
No, because, you see, Miss Birdsong wouldn't like that, she wouldn't. She's a terrible temper, Miss Birdsong has.
Jim, use your bit of gumption and the Lord will give you more.
What do you mean?
You could sit at her table as though by accident and express complete surprise. But you could say, my goodness, Miss Birdsong. Well, well, small world.
My goodness, Miss Birdsong. Well, well, small world. Do you mind if I join you? Yes, well, thank you, I will. Tackling the Times crossword, are we? Seems a popular pastime in these parts. Chap over there doing it too. Oh, and one over there. Hello, here comes another one. Times under his arm, pint in his hand, sitting down. Will he, won't he? Yes, out with a pen. Paper folded to regulation crossword position. Yes, poring over the clues, frowning. He takes a swig of beer. Oh, look out! Cap off, nib poised, and he's off!
'Tis a blank night to swim in.
What?
'Tis a something night to swim in. 7 letters.
Oh, it's a clue in your crossword.
I think it must be Shakespeare.
Very likely.
Don't you know?
Sorry, but I could get you another drink. It'll likely freshen you up.
No, thank you. Mr. Contrabine will know.
Yes, I suppose he will. One of the masters at Huddersfield Grammar used to do crosswords in Greek. They weren't all that hard, though. The clues were in Latin. How are you doing?
Very badly, and your interruptions don't help.
Why do you all do it? I mean, take that chap over there. Look at his sausages congealing and going cold. Torturing himself. Ruining his digestion. Just to fill in a daft puzzle. Not what my mother would say. Eat up your dinner and then you can run off and play.
Play? You think the Times crossword is play?
What else?
Very well, then, play with this. Anonymous rude man going berserk in 7 letters.
I'd not like to tie my brains in a tangle.
No, precisely. Because your brains lack the suppleness and elasticity to elucidate the complicated abstract patterns. The crossword mind, Mr. Fickling, has to be capable of exceptional linguistic dexterity, crystalline logic, immense general knowledge. And in short, it's the sort of mind I wish my...
Yes? Go on.
It's the sort of mind I wish my children to have.
Oh, you mean no other chap would get a look in?
Only one with the crossword mind.
That doesn't always follow. Ellen Terry once suggested to Bernard Shaw that they should have a child together, like. Nay, says old Bernard, happening to have thy brains and my beauty.
Isn't it time you were getting back to the office?
I came out late. I have to cram most of my phone calls into the period when Contrabine's out. I was meaning to have a word with him about that. He seems to do no work.
No work?
Only the Times crossword.
Only the Times crossword. That's all.
I don't like to be a telltale, but if necessary, I shall have to speak to Mr. Sparkle.
Mr. Sparkle? The last man who did that was asked to leave. How do you think your post became vacant?
They're keeping a secret from me, Mother.
Are they, Jim?
Mr. Sparkle, for some reason, considers the completion of the Times crossword puzzle a sight more important than the work of the office. Mother?
Yes, Jim?
What would you say if we cancelled the Yorkshire Post and started taking the Times instead?
Man of religion builds Barry Hotel 3 and 7. Man of Religion, Billsbury Hotel. Ah, 3 and 7.
Yorkshire banker gets hearing in Scottish town. 4 letters.
Mr. Fickling, quiet. Mr. Contrabine's concentrating.
Man of Religion, Billsbury Hotel.
Yorkshire banker gets hearing in Scottish town.
Man of Religion.
Yorkshire banker.
Mr. Fickling, whatever do you think you're doing?
The Times crossword puzzle.
Get on with your work. Look at your entry.
Could you be quiet over there? You're disturbing my train of thought.
Oh, look what you've done now. Be quiet and get on with your work.
Man of Religion, Billsbury Hotel.
Yorkshire banker gets hearing in Scottish town.
Would you please be quiet over there? Man of Religion.
Yorkshire banker.
Mr. Fickling.
Man of Religion.
Yorkshire banker.
Oh, damnation. Just exactly what are you playing at, Fickling?
The same as you, the Times crossword.
The Times crossword?
Yes.
I see. How many have you got so far?
None so far. I've only been at it for an hour.
None.
The clues don't seem to make much sense today. I reckon there's been a slip-up at the printers.
It isn't the clues that don't make sense, Fickling. It's you. I've solved 15 so far, and it's not yet 11:30.
Oh, well, just wait till you get onto this one. Yorkshire banker gets hearing in Scottish town.
Air.
What?
The River Air in Yorkshire, which sounds like a Scottish town.
Nay, where does the banker come into it?
The banks of the River Air.
Oh.
I got that on the train coming in. Now, I advise you to get on with your proper work. The work suited to your mental station, Mr. Fickling, and leave others to pursue theirs. Man of Religion, Billsbury Hotel.
Chirpy youngsters right, such as
Mr.
Tom.
Fickling,
man of Religion.
Chirpy youngsters.
Mr. Fickling.
Oh, my God.
Such
man
as
Man of
Tom.
Religion, Billsbury. Said,
chirpy youngsters.
Mr. Fickling, please, you don't think you understand.
Chirpy. Miss Birdsong. Miss Birdsong.
Shut up! I'm not talking to you.
What I'd like to know, Miss Birdsong.
Can't you see I'm busy?
What's got me puzzled is why it's perfectly all right for Contrabine to devote his working hours to the crossword, yet when I try to do the same...
Because you're a dolt, Mr. Fickling.
Maybe.
A dolt. Now shut up. I'm not talking to you. No one is talking to you. You are a pariah in this office, an untouchable.
Miss...
Silence! Mr. Contrabine went off to lunch looking ghastly. He'd aged 10 years in one morning. He'd only completed 15 clues. Whether he will recover his composure sufficiently to regain the upper hand, I seriously doubt. Could Coleridge pick up the threads and complete Kubla Khan? No! The crossword mind is a delicate mechanism, precariously balanced. And you come here and trample on it with your hobnail Yorkshire clogs like some person from Porlock who's entered our midst in a Trojan horse. Well, just pray that he recovers his wits over lunch, that's all. Or the consequences won't be pretty. And not only for you. No, the waves are going to wash over a great many innocent people. But you don't care for others, do you? The suffering wives scattered throughout Surrey. The weeping children in Haslemere and Godalming.
Oh, wait a minute.
And who will shoulder the blame for all this misery? You? No, Mr. Sparkle. Yes, it's him they'll vilify. The despairing businessmen in Haywards Heath. The heartsick housewives in Staines and Churchley.
Miss Birdsong!
Yes, it's Mr. Sparkle who'll be painted as the villain.
But surely you're exaggerating a little.
I'm not speaking to you.
But bless my life, surely Contrabine, the Times... Mr. I mean, what are you driving at exactly?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock. Mr. Contrabine will be back at any moment now. I should say my prayers if I were you.
Look here, would you mind giving me a clue what this is all about?
Oh, all right. Sit down.
Well?
Listen carefully. Listen to what you've done.
Yes, I'm ready.
Mr. Sparkle goes home every night from Waterloo Station. Every night he goes into the buffet bar for a drink with his business cronies. He carries the Times in his pocket, protruding.
Yes?
His cronies all do the crossword puzzle... But Mr. Sparkle is the only one who completes it every day without fail. His cronies check the answers they haven't got with him and say what a remarkable fellow he is. It does wonders for the standing of the firm. It brings us prestige. It brings us business. It boosts our profits. On the train, he meets other cronies, and he tells them the answers, too. When he gets home, he throws the Times carelessly onto the settee in the sitting room, and his wife and children see what he's done. And they all think what a wonderful husband and daddy they've got. All his cronies do the same when they get home. And now do you understand why Mr. Contrabine's so-called wasted hours on the Times crossword puzzle are so important? Well, do you?
Oh, I'm getting an idea.
And that is why Mr. Sparkle values Mr. Contrabine's contributions so highly that he's going to offer him the luxury penthouse suite when it's been refurbished. The luxury penthouse suite on the top story of Sparkle Towers. Mr. Contrabine. Are you all right, Mr. Contrabine? Mr. Contrabine, won't you say something?
Hello.
Have you...
Excuse me, I'll have to sit down for a moment.
Of course. You look ghastly. Shall I make you a warm drink?
I'll be all right. It's nothing, nothing at all. Excuse me if I creep into my corner. I feel just a trifle woozy.
The Times, Mr. Contrabine.
You what?
May I relieve you of your Times?
Oh, certainly. There you are.
Thank you.
Now, if you don't mind, I'll bury myself away in my little hole.
Oh.
Let me see. What's the damage?
It isn't complete.
Heck, that caps all. How many undone?
One.
Which one?
Man of Religion builds Barry Hotel 3 and 7.
Man of Religion! Ah!
Mr. Contrabine!
Man of Religion builds Barry Hotel. Clergyman, divine, ecclesiastic, churchman,
Contrabine.
Priest, pastor, father, shepherd, minister, clerk.
Take it easy, lad.
Hardly, reverend, patriarch,
Mr. Contrabine,
professor, sky pilot,
please, you must sit down and rest.
Chaplain, deacon, sin, bosun, beadle, sexton, prophet, pontiff, rabbi, revivalist. Ah!
Contrabine, you've got to sit down. Now, come on, me old love.
Sit down? Why, of course.
There we are. Do you want a cushion for your back? Now, just you take it easy. Not to worry about.
Worry? Me? What's it to me? What do I care? What's it to Contrabine? What's it to her? What's it to him? I don't care a fig. I don't give a damn. A straw, a hoot, a tinker's cuss, 2 brass farthings, 3 brass monkeys, a billy goat's belly button.
Oh, Mr. Sparkle.
Good afternoon, Miss Birdsong.
Good afternoon, sir.
Contrabine.
Man of religion, sir.
Yes, well, I won't interrupt your work. I only called in to collect the Times. The Times, Miss Birdsong?
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you. You may all get on with your work. Don't let me disturb you. Now, let me see. Contrabine, I've caught you out.
Mr. Sparkle.
I've caught Contrabine out after all this time. He's overlooked something.
Mr. Sparkle, he didn't overlook it, sir.
Of course he did. Nonsense. Here it is. 11 down. Man of Religion, Bill's Barry Hotel.
Mr. Sparkle, I'm dreadfully sorry.
Oh, nonsense. Nothing to be sorry about. He just overlooked it. Work of a minute to put it right for a man of Contrabine's calibre. Nay, Contrabine?
Sir.
What? Yes, Fickling?
He can't put it right, sir.
What do you mean?
Contrabine has cracked, Mr. Sparkle.
He's what? Nonsense. Contrabine, old man?
Man of religion.
That's right. Man of religion builds Barry Hotel.
Dancing Dervish, Ayatollah.
What?
St. Aloysius, St. Andrew, St. Anselm, St. Anthony, John Wesley, Billy Graham, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Contrabine, come.
Mr. Sparkle, there was... was a scene here this morning.
Rabbi. Revivalist.
A scene?
Mr. Contrabine was knocked right out of his stride.
It was me, Mr. Sparkle. It was my fault, sir.
Oh.
I was trying to do the crossword puzzle myself. I walked up and down repeating the clues out loud in competition with Mr. Contrabine.
What? Now, wait. You say you were doing the puzzle yourself. Now, wait. All may not be lost. Tell me, Fickling, you didn't by any chance stumble upon any of the answers?
Just one, sir.
One. One? Wait. That one was not by any chance Man of Religion Bill's Barry Hotel. Well, Fickling?
No, sir, it was Yorkshire Banker Gets Hearing in Scottish Town.
I see. Fickling, my boy, it grieves my heart, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. You see that?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but you appreciate my position.
Yes, sir.
It's not just one old man's vanity that's at risk. The happiness of great multitudes hangs on the smooth running of this office. People in Staines, Godalming, the commuter trains rattling into the darkening southwesterly suburbs. Would a month's notice be all right?
I think so, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Oh, yes?
Excuse me asking, but is that the Times you have in your pocket?
Oh, yes.
You don't happen to know the answer to five down, do you?
What?
I've filled it all in, but for five down. Yorkshire banker gets hearing in Scottish town.
Air.
Pardon?
River Air. A-I-R-E.
Why, so it is. Thank you very kindly, sir. Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Look, I hope you don't think that was cheating, asking you for the answer.
Oh, no, it doesn't hurt anybody, does it?
No, sir, just the reverse. It holds my marriage together.
What?
You see, sir, it's my single accomplishment. The one thing that gives me a bit of standing in the home. I have one of those unbearable know-all brothers-in-law. But the sight of my Times crossword puzzle, completed, can silence him like a slap across the face.
Now, eat up your breakfast, Jim. It's bad manners to do the crossword at the table.
Sorry, Mother.
Have you sorted out any of the answers?
No.
Of course you haven't, and you never will.
What?
You're too straightforward. The crossword mind is a devious mind. It's secretive and sly. It's the mind of the double-crosser and the dirty dealer. The shifty and shady, the diddler, the fiddler, the short-changer and card-sharper, the prankster and gangster. Whereas you're as innocent as a pot dog. You couldn't cheat for all the kisses of Miss Bird's song.
Cheat?
Like the little man on the train last night.
Oh, but that wouldn't be any good, Mother, not on the train coming home.
What about the train going in?
What?
Is it a corridor train?
Yes.
Are you with me? He's with me.
Mother?
Yes, Jim.
You know what sort of mind you've got? Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I wonder if anyone could help me, like.
Yes?
What is it?
That's one across. It's got me stumped. Antipodean dancing girl, 8 and 7.
What's in Matilda?
Oh, thank you. Kind gods prosper you. Now, on to the next compartment. Oh, excuse me. I wonder if anyone could help me.
Yes, what's the matter?
There's two across. It's got me stumped. Morning, Miss Birdsall. Mr. Contrabine not in yet?
No. I should think he's feeling distinctly seedy. Just as I feel. And Mr. Sparkle.
Here, catch.
How dare you?
It's only the Times.
How dare you throw the Times at me?
Take a look, that's all.
What do you mean? What at?
The crossword.
The crossword? Is this today's Times?
Just look at the date.
But it's complete. Who did this?
I did.
You?
On the train.
But how?
I discovered a method.
What?
A method.
Morning, Miss Birdsong.
Oh. Good morning, Mr. Contrabine.
Hello, Contrabine. Feeling better now?
Coffee, Miss Birdsong, for heaven's sake.
A coffee?
Gallons of black coffee. That crossword's going to be a cow today. It's as though the setter had got wind of my mental fragility and decided to smash me while I'm on the floor.
Oh, Contrabine.
Do you mind?
I was just about to say...
Then don't. You've said you're filling this office once and for all. Yes. I must have utter silence this morning.
Mr. Contrabine!
And not a bat of an eyelash from you, Miss Birdsong. You must realise your brainless chatter is equally distracting. I've got an absolute killer to contend with, starting with one across.
Waltzing Matilda?
Yeah. What did you say?
Antipodean dancing girl, Waltzing Matilda. Or so it says here.
Here? Where?
In Mr. Fickling's Times.
Eh?
He completed it.
What?
On the train, coming in from Stevenage.
Morning, all.
Morning, Mr. Sparkle.
Morning, Mr. Sparkle.
Can I help Can I top you up, Miss Birdsong?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Fickling.
You can call me Mother, can't you, Jim?
Yes, Mother.
So, now that a month's gone by and Mr. Sparkle's been able to take the completed crossword puzzle to his club every lunchtime...
And why not to Elevensies, I'd like to know.
Yes, what a good idea. I'll mention it to him. But as I was saying, Mr. Sparkle's decided to offload all the publicity work onto Mr. Contrabine and leave Jim's mind fresh for his morning efforts.
Well, that caps all.
And not only that... But he's going to offer Jim the luxury penthouse suite at the top of Sparkle Towers.
Oh, hey, I don't think I could take the penthouse suite.
Oh, why not, Jim?
Well, I've grown right fond of going in on the Stevenage line. Haven't I, Mother?
In The Great Times Crossword Conspiracy by Ken Whitmore, the part of Jim was played by Tony Robinson, his mother was Meg Johnson, Mr. Contrabine, Bob Grant, Miss Birdsong, Bonnie Hurran, Mr. Sparkle, Peter Wheeler, and the clerk, Stephen Granville. The play was directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley.